Right now, ladies and gentlemen, let's bring in the man that hopefully will bring us a nice weekend, Pat Pagano. Good morning, Pat.
There are no promises on that at all. In fact, I will preface this forecast by telling you, if you had a chisel, do not chisel this in stone. It is so, so indefinite. There is nobody that will be able to call the shots on this one. It's just a day by day. You have to watch it day by day. The problem is that a front is going through right now. Some of us have a little bit of rain. It'll turn partly cloudy at times today in the mid and upper 60s. The front gets just offshore and stops. Then a low joins it. It's a subtropical low off the southeast. Joins the front and starts wiggling up the front. The low gets caught, let's say, in a spider's web just south of New England. And it meanders. When it meanders north, we get rain. When it meanders south, it's just overcast. You tell me best time to getting the rain, and I'll say to you, go for it, because just toss a coin. I think tonight we'll cloud up again. We'll be in the 40s. Tomorrow we'll have rain or drizzle, mid-50s. Rain and drizzle Thursday, mid-50s. Showers on Friday, 60 to 65. Now, even if this storm moves far enough south Saturday, a front to our west will bring showers. So I don't think we have a dry forecast for Saturday. It's not going to be a wet one. The only way it could turn out wet is if the storm were to come closer to the coast. And we don't know that. I do feel that Sunday will be the better of the 2 days, and we should at least be back to some sun on Sunday.
You do know that this weekend is Columbus Day weekend, and we have the Salisbury Fall Festival Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. The big wrap-up on the Fall Festival on Sunday is the Brewski Fest at Satry Hill, which raises funds for the Salisbury Winter Sports Association, and also Sunday in the Country Food Drive. But also on Sunday morning, it's the Daisy Hill Day of Fun at Daisy Hill Farms, where Sunday in the Country is there raising funds for the food drive from 11 until 3. Pine Plains has their Fall Festival on Friday and Saturday. There's just, this weekend is just packed with things. So it looks like you're thinking we might get showers on Saturday, but not steady rain, right?
Right. Steady rain's not out of the question comes north.
Nothing's etched in stone, all right.
I'm not too thrilled with, the performance of the models, especially the American model, which I feel is just not around long enough to have a good base history of what's going on. On the other hand, the European model is giving us a little bit of light at the end of the tunnel, not much, but a little bit. And keep in mind that this is the weekend that I close up my lake.
That's right.
So I am very well aware of the fact that it is Columbus Day weekend. And I'll go in a little further. I'm just going to go read you the European model, which gives us pretty much rain from tomorrow to Saturday morning. As of after 8 o'clock Saturday morning, we're cloudy, but we don't get any rain. And again, nothing on Sunday. Sunday should be the better of the 2 days. They give us a total. The European model gives a total. So 1 to 1.5 inches of rain from tomorrow into Saturday morning. So let's see how well the European does compared to all the other models. But let me tell you the story. I always have a story, folks. You know that. So we head up to the lake Saturday morning, and I don't have to tell you how cold it was. We had to go to a funeral mass, a memorial mass, which was about 50 minutes from the lake. So I brought Shirley up. I got up there early so I could warm the cabin up. And Shirley's my dog. And I opened up the cabin. Helen had arrived just before me. And I go to put on my lovely fireplace, propane fireplace. and I'm holding the button and holding the button, and it's not igniting. I don't even smell gas. So then it hits me. When they moved the tank from one side to the other, did it do something to cut off the gas to the furnace? Yeah, furnace fireplace. In any event, what am I going to do now? The cabin, inside the cabin, is 42 degrees. Outside, it's 47. Cabin's freezing. So luckily, my friend Judy was up. She has a cabin. She stayed up Friday night to go to this memorial mass. And she had her heat on the whole time. So I said, do you mind if Shirley stays at your cabin when we go? She says, no, not at all. So we left Shirley there. We went to the memorial mass. We came back. While I was at the mass, I called my friend David and said, would you go over to my cabin and find out what the story is? I explained to him. He texts me back. He says, Pat, there's no gas coming in that line. He said, and why is there a pipe where your new position is of your tank capped and sitting there by itself? I said, well, there shouldn't be. So when I got back, which was about 2 o'clock in the afternoon, I went, I looked underneath the cabin, I followed the line, and sure enough, when they moved the tank, there was a T there, and he unhooked the bottom hose, capped it, and hooked up the tank. And he must, for some reason, the man must have figured, well, they probably don't need that. I don't know why he would figure that, but he disconnected it. So I called the propane company Saturday, got their voicemail, knew that was going to happen. And I said, what am I doing now? It's freezing cold. I can't stay here tonight. We have scenes to do. So I started putting stuff away for the clothes. And I texted everybody and told them that the scenes for Sunday were canceled. And went out to dinner with a few friends and came back to the lake around 11 p.m. It was 39 degrees. Got Shirley, came home, and the rest of the weekend was a disaster. Only because everything that had to be done could not be done. They called me yesterday, the propane company. He knows the actual guy who did it called me. Said, oh, yeah, I guess that needs to be, put to the T. I said, yeah, it does. Whatever you do, just hook it back up so I could have heat this weekend. He said, well, I won't be able to get there until Wednesday. I said, that's fine. I won't be there until Saturday morning. So they're going up tomorrow, and they're going to hook that up. And I'm very depressed because everything that had to be done last Sunday has to be done this coming weekend. Plus, I have to close, and the weather's not going to cooperate. So I'm upset.
You should be upset.
Yeah.
You should
Nothing's
be upset.
Going right.
Well, that's amazing. Well, Pat, what the heck, you know? At least the Yankees swept last night. They're now going to the American League Championship Series.
I know. And as you know, we're still forecasting.
That's right. And that means you're going to be forecasting them. They start play,
Tonight, right?
No. They have to wait for Houston, Tampa to finish. So I think it's Saturday, the first game they'll have. And I think the first game is the first two games will be if Houston wins, the first two games will be in Houston. If Tampa Bay wins, the first two games will be in Yankee Stadium. But we'll have to see. So you won't know until after the Tampa Bay Houston series is over where they'll be playing.
The earliest is Saturday.
Yep.
Okay.
So you got a little breathing room there, Pat. Yeah. Anyways, well, all right. Well, it was a little chilly this morning we got a pretty good amount of rain last night.
Yeah, with the front. All with the front. That has nothing to do with this storm.
My poor
dogs.
That's
why I'm very concerned.
My poor dogs were going out to the bathroom last night, came back in soaking wet, but they both did what they had to do, but they just came back. I had to dry them. It took four towels to dry the bowl.
Dry them off,
oh, yeah.
You see, I wish Shirley was like that, because when it's raining, she won't go out. You have to literally get an umbrella, put her on the leash, and take her out. And she'll do what she has to do as quick as possible, but she won't go out by herself.
Well, I was lucky. They went out. Normally, Georgia hates going out in the rain, but she must have had to go to the bathroom real bad because she did it. But anyway, so So, and then I did, of course, I have to close off my bedroom door for at least 4 hours after that, because they would love to go into the bed and just roll around.
I know, sopping wet, yeah.
So that's the first thing I had to do. Well, anyways.
Well, let's hope that, you know, things get a little bit better with this storm system. And like I said, Marshall, the only way to forecast this is to watch it day by day, because going so far out, this thing could do anything. What if the cold front on Saturday pushes this out to sea? We're in good shape.
Yeah. Well, we'll have a better idea on Thursday and Friday. Not a perfect idea, but a better idea.
Right, that is correct.
So nobody should start worrying about anything until Friday, and maybe there won't be a reason to worry.
That is correct, and that's good advice for me too.
You always worry. There's nothing
I do. I worry all the time.
We've got to get you drinking alcohol or smoking.
Get me worry. Yeah, worryless pills.
Or else smoking some marijuana.
Oh God.
So you don't worry.
Yeah.
All right, Pat. I'll speak to you tomorrow, and don't worry.
All right, Marshall.
All right. Take care.
Okay. Bye bye.
Pat Pagano this morning at the Weather Center with the check on the tri-state forecast here on Robin Hood Radio.